Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules, and tonight he's going to try and make it eight.
Here comes the moon down.
Oh, that's right. Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans. Welcome back to another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Macon8.com. And I got to tell you, we're fired up here on a Thursday. That's right. It's Thirsty Thursday. And I'm telling you, there's all kinds of things going on. Just getting tweets right now that Super Duty is responding well to the care that he's getting right now and should be out of the shop soon. So that is good news to hear. I've also just seen on Twitter that Brendan Clark is posting out there a video of Luke Snyder teaching his yoga class. Interesting. Very interesting. Got some of our Macon 8 maniacs here in the house. We got the Buckeye fans. We've also got Miss Sweet Al, as you know her, on Twitter, joining us here today. I want to say welcome and thanks for jumping on board. We've got our usual Miss Kat Johnson at katjohnson.net. And, well, you know what? Just wouldn't be right if we didn't throw out here the usual Kat Johnson Cougar.
This is Kat Johnson of katjohnson.net with Macon 8. Let's buck.
That's right. We're getting you fired up here on a Thursday Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. And then, like I said, as always, you know what, though? We've got to welcome in one of our very own, Mr. Jens, our European bull rider, jumping over while he's stranded in Germany. And we are telling you that we are sorry for that there, amigo. Hopefully you can get to your final destination here real soon. It's a good thing, but opportunity to jump here with us. So we're excited about what's going on right here. I know a lot of you were on board last night as we walked. Well, welcome back there, Macon 8 fans. I'm not sure what happened there. What a crazy Thursday this has turned out to be. You know, we're, what, less than 5 minutes into the show, and we've already dropped a call. That's the first time I've dropped a call out here, sitting right here on the Macon 8 Ranch. Hey, you know what, though? This is the first time for everything. But I got to tell you, it may be the weather. It might just be the weather that has done this. I got woken up this morning about, I don't know, 4 or 5 o'clock. Alarm clock was blinking. Thank God kids didn't have to get up for school because they're off for their spring break. But I swear to you, it must have been literally raining cats and dogs. It was raining so hard down here. Now, I'm not going to complain about the rain because we desperately need it down here in the Sunshine State. Everything has been so dry. The only thing I'm worried about with as much rain as we've gotten, the sinkholes that may open up here. But, yeah, it's been a rough one. Can't believe I dropped the call there starting this off here. But you know what? Hey, it is what it is, and we just get by. I see that we are – because I do have my Twitter up, and I am keeping up with the Twitter – I do see that some of you are posting out there about losing the connection, and hopefully everybody is back on track. Looks like Miss Sandy, 2G Bucking Bulls, has joined us once again. That's 2 days in a row. Wow, we are impressed. Thank you, Miss Sandy, for jumping on board here and hanging out with us for the next hour or so as we, you know, had some technical difficulties there to start things off. So let's see. Yeah, I see that. Get some Velcro, huh? We might have to do something down here. I'm telling you what. But, yeah, it's turned out to be a pretty good day. I've been up working on some things. I've been tuning up Makin8.com. You guys get ready to get a grip. I think we're going to end up going live with the new facelift of Makin8 here this weekend. You guys are going to have an opportunity to check that out. And also, getting word that the storylines, we've got some Humps and Horns editions. If you guys have not seen the latest edition, the March edition, as well as April's when it comes out, you want to make sure you get over there and do that. Make sure you get your editions, as they're going to be talking a lot about some of the places that Makin8 has been, covering a lot of the finals and things like that. So you guys make sure to get all your in-depth coverage with some of the things that were happening during those weeks. You can find out right there at humpsandhorns.com. So make sure to get over there and get your edition for March and April, as I know that there's going to be storylines that will be printed there. So just to give you guys a heads up and let you all know what's going on, because you guys are just such diehard Makin8 fans. Sorry we had to run a little short yesterday. We did have our Cowboy Logic that ran a little bit longer than what I remembered it to be. But I think it was some good Cowboy Logic for the day, and hopefully you guys enjoyed that as we talked a lot, you know, about just that determination and things like that that Gary LaFeu has. I'm telling you, it's a good thing, and hopefully you guys got a little bit out of that. So, speaking of, I do know that we have some of our Makin8 Maniacs. We had some that were jumping on board here, and then we ended up losing them, so unfortunately we weren't able to stay connected. Miss Shannon was online with us, but she's got a meeting here today. I found out some very interesting things about Miss Shannon today as we were posting, or there was posts being made by Excalibur, which of course you guys know was our host hotel for the last 2 years while we were out in Vegas. I know that she was listening, but she had dropped that call, so she didn't get it back. I don't have her back on the line here with us. But anyways, it was very entertaining to see some of the posts that were posted out there. Excalibur is posting a contest for the wildest thing that you've ever done in Vegas. Well, I know that some of us out there cannot necessarily say on air or even put it down in writing some of the wild things that have happened with us in Vegas. But I will tell you this. Miss Shannon stepped out and actually posted some things that were pretty interesting. Running around, that's right, was driving around. Actually, her husband was driving around in a convertible, and she was topless through the Vegas desert. So that's very entertaining. Yeah. So while she's not on the air, I'm going to talk about her for a few minutes, and then you guys can go back and tell her about all the things I said. Well, who knows? Maybe it was dessert too, but I'm not going to go there, Miss Cat. Moving right along in our show. yes, it looks like Miss Gabby is also out there saying hi to us, and we want to say hi to Miss Gabby as well. Also got to say hi to some of our listeners that cannot listen live that are going to be listening on the archives. Of course, we know that Miss Melanie is out there as always, and she catches up on our show. So we want to send a big old shout out to you or any one of our other Makin8 fans that cannot listen live that are catching us on the archives. We sure do appreciate it. I do know that we have been in the works, and we've got some guest callers that will be jumping on board here within the next day or so, so you guys can look forward to that. If you guys have seen the post, please don't let on. We want to kind of keep it on the down low until tomorrow. But I do know that we do have a special guest there tomorrow that'll be jumping on the line with us, and we'll be happy to talk with them once again. Let's see. Yep. Yeah, that was my take on it exactly, Miss Al. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And I was very surprised to see Shannon posting that out there. But, hey, she went out on her own there. She put it out there in the public. Looks like Miss Gabby has finally jumped in here in the chat room, and we want to say howdy to you. Like I said, I'm so impressed that we've got so many fans out here on board with us and just loving it. It looks like Miss Shannon has actually jumped back online here with us. So now you guys can go ahead and tell her about all the sneaky things that I had said. I'll make her go back and listen to the archives. She actually called me a booger yesterday. So I was kind of shocked. I'm like, wow, where did that come from? Miss Shannon called me a booger on Twitter last night. So, yeah, it was good times, though. And, of course, we did talk a little bit about her yesterday, and we talked a little bit more about her today. Interesting contest that Excalibur was throwing out there about the wildest thing you've done in Vegas. and I see a great comment coming in from our Buckeye girl, Miss Alicia, that it doesn't always stay in Vegas when Cowboys talk and pictures are taken. That's very, very true. And of course, Kat is agreeing, saying that's why she never drove her convertible out there to Vegas. So smart thinking, Miss Kat. Just trying to check up on see what's going on here in the world of Twitter. And, of course, we've got all of our fans out here jumping on board and just loving it. Man, we've got a packed house tonight. I'm kind of surprised for a Thursday that we'd get so many fans. And, you know, we're going to be back at it one more day. We've got tomorrow as well, and we're going to definitely have some good guests jump on board here with us. It should be a good time. So y'all make sure to tune in tomorrow as well. And if you guys are a guest, make sure to sign up with Blog Talk. You can log in using your Facebook or your Twitter accounts, and you can jump over, get your screen name so you can jump on down here to the chat room and talk with us. We'd love to take your questions or comments. Yeah, that's right, Miss Al. That is a great comment as well. It takes more than the Cowboys. It also takes you being in the picks. So great comment there. Did anybody get a chance to watch the Rodeo Houston last night? I know that I was able to. Thought it was a great round, great way to finish up the third Super Series, as tonight they'll start off the fourth Super Series. And you guys can find the draw sheets. I know that Miss Barb has been posting the links out there, as I am sure that she will be doing here momentarily. And we'll get you guys those links. You can print up the day sheets and find out who is actually on the draw list for today and the next 3 days as they go into their fourth Super Series. And then, of course, they have their fifth Super Series, which is, for me, going to be one of my favorites to watch. They're going to have all kinds of big names in there. Shane Hanchey, who's one of our good friends right here at Macon 8, we're going to get a chance to see him. And the Cooper boys as well. I know that Miss Kat Johnson is not going to be with us here next week, as she's going to be out in Austin, Texas for Rodeo Austin, and going to be sending us lots of tweets. So you guys will have to stay tuned to Kat Johnson for that as well. Let's see. Looks like everybody is still working on getting their orders in for the Kat Johnson Let's Buck stuff, so that is great to hear. And like I said, if you guys have that opportunity, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, get over to the link that Barb just posted. We will be watching Rodeo Houston live. You guys will be able to log in through Ustream, sit back and chat with us, and we'd love to have you on board. I think it's going to be a great time. We've had a great time so far watching – you know, each night of these rounds, and like I said, as we led on here tonight, you know, I was really surprised about the amount of broken barriers we had in the third Super Series. It was just really surprising to see that many broken barriers there, but, you know, these guys are not the top 15 in the world, although you're going to see a lot of these guys at the NFR at the end of the year. You know, but, yeah, it was just kind of surprising that they would have so many. Let's see. Just trying to see what's going on here in the world of Twitter right now. I got to keep up on these things now because I don't want to leave anybody out. I know that Glendale, Arizona is going to be the next stop right here this weekend, and hopefully you guys are looking forward to that. If you guys do not have your picks yet, they are up, so you can make your picks. However, I've been kind of holding out towards the last bit of it, you know, like Saturday, I guess, is when the picks need to be made. So that way I have an opportunity to just kind of evaluate what's going on throughout the entire week. But if you guys have some good insight, please let me know on who you guys think are going to come out on top right there, because I need some help with my picks. And, of course, we have the Make an 8 group page. Hopefully all of you fans are actually members of that on the PBR fantasy team. So you guys can try to get over there and hook up with that and join our group so that way we can keep up with it. We are going to be doing a contest for that, so you guys will have the opportunity to to check that out, and we will get prizes to the top winner in our group. So want to do that for you, the Making 8 Maniacs that have been so dedicated. And, of course, Sandy at 2G Bucking Bulls is ahead by a mile. But then Miss Christie is sitting in number third. Her dad is in second. So we want to make sure that you guys have that opportunity to get a hold of, you know, one of our prizes that we're going to be giving away at the end of the PBR Fantasy. So you guys stay tuned to that. And it's going to be for the entire season, not just for like the half a season, because I know that they have like the first half of the season is broken up, but we're going to do it for the entire season. So at least this year. Next year we may jump back out and we might do something different, you know. So, it looks like Miss Gabby has actually gotten her Let's Buck t-shirt. I haven't seen any pictures of it yet, Miss Gabby. Maybe if you can post that link out there, if that picture that you have, I'd love to take a look at it and see you in the Let's Buck gear. But yeah, it's most definitely it's kind of a tight race with all the Making 8 Maniacs out here. We'd love to see you guys come out there. I know that Miss Sandy has been real busy, and she may not have quite the insight now because she is so busy and so overwhelmed with putting together some big events that are going on her way out there in the Oklahoma area. So, I see that it was on Twitter. Wow. Well, you know what? I'll have to go back and see if I can find it again. You know what? Maybe we'll do that just now. I'm going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll get back into it, guys. This next break is going to be brought to you by Humps and Horns. You guys make sure to get over to humpsandhorns.com. Get your information right there on the rodeo bull riding world. Find out what's going on and who's doing what. Don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making 8.
I was snapping out Bronx at the old Flying U at 40 a month of plum good buckaroo. Well, the boss comes around and he says, "Hey, my lad, well, you look pretty good riding horses that's bad. You see, I ain't got no more outlaws to break, but I'll buy you a ticket and I'll give you a stake. It riding them baddens, well, you ain't so slow, and you might do some good at the big rodeo." While they're putting the bull in the chute, I'm strapping my spurs to the heels of my boots. I looks that bull over, and to my surprise, well, he's a foot and a half in between his two eyes. On top of his shoulders, he's got a big hump. I cinches my rigging just back of that lump. I lights in his middle and I lets out a scream. He comes out with a better and the rest is a dream. Well, he jumps to the left and he lands towards the right, but I ain't no greenhorn, I'm still sitting tight. Dust starts to fog and right out of his skin, he's waving them horns right under my chin. That sun in his belly, he couldn't be beat. He's a showing the buzzards the soles of his feet. He's a dipping so low that my boots fill with dirt. He's a making a whip of the tail of my shirt. He's a snapping the buttons right off of my clothes. He's a bucking and a bawling and a blowing his nose. The crowd starts to cheer and me and that bull. Well, he needed no help. Well, I had my hands full. Then he goes defense rowing and weaving behind. My head went popping, I sort of went blind. He starts in high diving, I lets out a groan. We went up together, buddy, come back alone. Up high I turns over and below I can see. He's a pawing up dirt just a waiting for me. I can picture a grave and a big slab of wood saying, here lies a twister that thought he was good. I know this is something don't seem can be true, but the brand on his hip was a big blind U. When I landed he charged, but I got enough sense to outrun that old bull to a hole in the fence. I dives through that hole and I want you to know I ain't going back to no big rodeo. And straddling them framers, you can bet I'm all through. I'm a sore footing it back to the old flying U.
Hi, everybody. This is Dusty Tuckness, 2009 NFR Bullfighter, and you're listening to MakingEight.com.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets. Being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. That's right. And for all of your bull riding information, your news, the source to be is humpsandhorns.com. That's right. Go find them right there, and you will definitely find out what you're looking. You will find what you're looking for. I can guarantee it. Oh, wow. It looks like I'm being called booger once again. Miss Shannon had to jump out. She's got a meeting here to hit, but she said that she is going to be hitting the archives later, so she will find out what we have to say. What I had to say, I should say, I'll take the responsibility for it. But yeah, that was some good conversation topic here as I was scanning my Twitter this morning, trying to see what was going on in the world of Twitterville. But anyways, so back to the action right here, talking a little bit of rodeo, talking a little bit of bull riding. Obviously, PBR coming up. I know that they're going to be in Glendale and you know, it should be a good weekend here. I know the Cowboys are ready and fired up. A lot of these guys, you know, that are over there on the West Coast, you know, Austin Meyer and those guys, they don't have far to travel, so you know they'll be going by ground instead of by air, I'm sure. Let's see. That's right, Miss Al. Long live Cowboys and Cowgirls. No doubt about that. And, of course, you know what? One thing, we're always looking for our cowboy logic for the day. So if you guys have some good cowboy or cowgirl logic or wisdom for the day that you guys want to share with us, please feel free to throw it out there, and we'll throw it up for sure. Wow. So it looks like I'm acquiring a new nickname there by Miss Shannon by being called Booger. You know, we've got Booger Head down here in Florida, and, of course, he's with – he's with Hollywood Harris. It's actually his son. They call him Boogerhead. Wow, I got to check my my Facebook, too. I got messages popping up. People trying to find out what's going on in the world of rodeo, and I guess we're the ones that are bringing it to them, and I'm loving it. You know, it's pretty cool to be around here and be doing the things that we're doing. Like I said, Rodeo Houston is underway, and I absolutely, you know, am enjoying sitting back and watching it streamed online, sitting back with you Making Eight fans, being able to chat with you in the chat room. I think that's a great thing, and we're just happy to do it. Thanks to FoxSports.com and letting us broadcast that event there. I think it's a great thing that they're doing in being able to publish it. I love the video quality that's coming out of it, and it's always so much fun. You know, it's just so much fun to be able to sit back with you guys and watch what's going on, watch things like the calf scramble. The chuck wagon races have been really fun. Let's see. Trying to update some of our fans that are looking into the Zebra website, and you guys can find out more information on Zebra. It does appear to me that they're actually a little bit far behind in their updates, but they've had a lot of events that have been coming out, and they're waiting on the results to come back. So, you know, they will be catching up, but you can find out more information on Zebra at gozebra.com, so you guys can find out more about them. Been waiting on Chan Canner to get a hold of me, looking to get back out and do some more things for them and try to get updated to get back out to some of those events so we can do some video broadcasting for them. I know that you fans have really enjoyed it, and we've enjoyed bringing it to you. And, of course, Luke Kaufman and Matt Merritt, two of the best guys on a microphone out there during a performance, have just been top-notch. Love hanging out with those guys. Just a whole lot of fun. I don't have any of the big injury updates other than I believe it was – who was it that got injured? The Brazilian that got injured pretty significantly that was in the hospital. I haven't heard whether or not he's been released yet with some broken ribs. That was a pretty significant shot that he took there this past weekend. But I know that, he's expected to be recovered, but I know he's going to be out for 3 to 6 months, I believe was the date on that. Wellsley, and I'm not quite sure. Yes, thank you guys very much, Wesley Lorenko. So last I heard that, those were the updates that I had received. I haven't received anything further. If you guys know anything, please feel free to let me know. Let's see, scanning back down. I know that we've got, like I said, the fourth Super Series starting up here tonight. Definitely want to make sure that you guys are going to be out there and hanging out with us. I think it's a really cool thing. Gives you guys something to do on a Thursday night. I believe that the first round does not start till Saturday for the PBR. So we'll have tonight and tomorrow. And then, of course, the cool thing is with the weekend runs for Rodeo Houston is they're actually from like 4 o'clock Eastern till 7 o'clock Eastern. So you can sit back and watch those live and then go over to the live event center there on the PBR website. And we will be over there as well. I do see that the IPRA as well, their bull riding standing second place, James Lowe of Jones, Oklahoma, and fourth place, Chance Whitehead. And that's great to see that those guys are up there in the standings. I know that Sandy Graber at 2G Bucking Bulls knows them and is definitely pulling for them. Hopefully we'll see them at the IFR this next year. Hopefully we'll be invited back to do the video broadcasting coverage of it. With what we have and how we're updating these things, I think there's a pretty good chance that we're going to be able to do a lot of good for them out there. So hopefully we'll get things done. And who knows, we might even be hanging our hat in Oklahoma by then. We'll have to keep our fingers crossed. But right now, we've got a lot that we're working on right here on the Macon 8 Ranch, trying to get things together so we can go out there and hit the road. And we're going to hit it pretty hard. We're going to be out there on the road relying upon you, Macon 8 Maniacs, as our traveling partners as we hit the road, be doing some live video broadcasts, a lot of live video broadcasts during the times that we're out there on the road, as well as the live video coverage of the events themselves. So you guys will be able to look forward to that really looking for your guys' support. Let's get some more fans out here. Let's get them fired up. You know, let's get them excited about what we're doing for the rodeo industry and the bull riding industry, and let's make some things happen. Got to tell you, though, we're looking for those sponsors, trying to get these sponsors linked up, and I think once we do, you're going to see us out more and more frequently. January, February were great months for us. March so far has been kind of slow, but it's all right because it gives us the opportunity to catch up on things, get things where we need to be, and then get back at it again. And I think when we come back out with what we have going on, y'all are going to like it. So just stay tuned. I'm telling you, fans, this is what it's all about right here. Got to let y'all know, we're going to throw our phone number out there again if you guys want to jump on board. We got about 30 minutes left in the show, 646-915-9940. So looks like, yes, James was Cooper's best friend, and we're glad to hear about that, that he is actually up in the IPRA standings and doing so well. The first annual Cooper Whitehead Memorial Bull Riding is April 9th in Blanchard, Oklahoma. So you guys make sure that you guys, if you guys are not on board with us, you know, if we cannot make a way to get over there and actually do the coverage, which I would love to do, if we can work with Miss Sandy and maybe get some good sponsors on board that would like to carry us over there for that event, we'd love to be able to bring that and help raise some money for that benefit bull ride that's going on. There are a lot of PRCA cowboys that are entered up for it. So I see that Miss Helen says that we're always fired back. And, you know, Miss Helen, I apologize. I saw your comment in there earlier about you being under the weather a little bit, having to go back to the ER. And I hope that you're doing well and that, you know, your hip is doing well, as you know, and you're ready to get back at it. We want to see you getting out there shaking it just a little bit. So hopefully your recovery will do real well. Let's see. Just trying to check out the link that was posted by our lovely Miss Barb, our link liaison. I don't know if that's the official term that we're going to use for it, but I like it. It seems to work. Oh, that's the link for the memorial flyer. Thank you for that, and we certainly appreciate it. So always on top of things, that Miss Barb. She is definitely on a roll, and we definitely appreciate her for it. What else do we got going on in the world of rodeo? You guys, give me some topics here. Let's talk. Let's find some things to talk about here. Looks like Miss Donna is actually back with us, and we will let her know that she missed a whole lot, so she'll have to go back and listen to the archives. But we talked with talked about some of our fans and what we have going on out there this morning in the world of Twitter. And we've just been having a good time sitting back. We're talking about Rodeo Houston, and hopefully you guys will be able to get over there. Want to see more of you fans jumping on board with us. Like I said, if you go to the link that Miss Barb is posting out there, it does have the chat room up, so you guys can sit back and talk with us during the broadcast. That's what it's all about right there, is just developing that friendship. It's kind of boring sitting back just watching the actual rodeo, but when, you know, you got a bunch of us all together and we're sitting back talking about it, it makes for a very entertaining afternoon. Let's see. Oh, looks like we've got I see that Mr. Jens is looking to get some of our stuff over there to the European bull rider side of things. And, you know, Jens, like I said, just bear with me there, partner. We're working on some things. We're going to get this clothing line back out. We're going to get some things, some stickers and whatnot. So you guys stay tuned to that. Looks like Miss Alicia is actually getting out this weekend hauling bulls to Kentucky for a Zebra event down there. And I want to wish you best of luck down there. I don't know, is Luke and Matt Merritt going to be down there doing the barrelman and announcing deals? If they are, you make sure to tell them Making 8 says howdy. And we sure do appreciate you as well, Miss Sandy, at 2G Bucking Bulls. Appreciate that compliment out there that, you know, we are a big rodeo family. We got to look out for each other. That's what being a part of Making 8 is all about. You know, is You know, we are a family, and we consider you to be a big part of our family and what you guys do for us and helping us get out there and be where we want to be. And in return, we want to give everything back to you. So hopefully you guys are feeling like you guys are getting your time and your investment worth out of Making Eight by doing what you're doing for us as well. Oh, it looks like, yeah, Miss Alicia is actually gimping around on crutches as well. Wow. What is it with everybody in crutches here, especially those in the Buckeye State? I know that her and Marty Hill and, you know, boy, I'll tell you what, they're both a wreck. Maybe if you put them together, you'll get one good person out of the deal, right? Yeah, I guess that's the price you pay for being around rodeo, there's no doubt. So anyways, moving right along here, we got about 25 minutes left in the show. Still looking to take your calls, questions, comments, cowboy logic, cowgirl logic, and like I said, any kind of topics y'all want to talk about. We'll sit back with you guys. It looks like everybody has found out how to mess with their fonts, and they're kind of throwing some things in there. That's pretty funny. We got different colors. We got different fonts throwing in there. And Miss Kat Johnson says she's getting a headache from reading all of it. But, you know, you think it's bad for you, Miss Kat? Try being on this side of things where you're running the switchboard, trying to check your Twitter, trying to check your Facebook, and keep up with all these different things being thrown at you. It's pretty crazy. Anyways, trying to update some of our fans there on Facebook. They had some questions about Zebra and their point standings. And like I said, so we're trying to get them cleared up as well. So y'all just bear with me. We got to keep the fans happy out there. That's what keeps them coming back, you know. All right. Well, you know what, Miss Sandy? I also see that one as well, the 89er Rodeo, April 29th and 30th in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Wow, man, it would be very cool to get out there and do that type of broadcast. But I will tell you, there's a lot going on that weekend as well. I'm just getting word here, thanks to Miss Barb, that Exclusive Genetics is also going to be holding an auction to raise money for McKinnon, and that is an awesome thing. You guys make sure to help take part of that and show your support. Get over there and find out what they have that they're going to be auctioning off, so that way we can help raise money for McKinnon, because, you know, as we all know, in the bull riding world and in the rodeo world, there's not a whole lot of money, and, you know, without being able to have insurance a lot of times, or even when you do have insurance and you, you know, acquire an injury like McKinnon has, those bills, they added up very, very quickly. So, wow, looks like Miss Donna Davis has actually tossed her cane in the back seat of her car. She said that she's walking unassisted, and that is great news. So we know that her recovery is doing well, and for all of you guys that are laid up and kind of injured, we want to make sure that you guys all have the same kind of success. I see Marty throwing a comment in there saying that he's about to haul on down this way to Sunshine State and ask me if I have a job for an old crip. Well, I'm sure we can find something out for you to do down here to Making Eight Ranch there, amigo. Come on. We got a place for you, no doubt about it, man. You're more than welcome to drop on by. Our door is always open, and, you know, some people think that that's just being a courtesy thing and extending that offer, but I'm going to tell you, it's no lie. Mrs. Making Eight, myself, we have opened up that door to our rodeo family, that anybody that is passing through wants to come down here to the Sunshine State, even if it's not for something that's related with us. Y'all want to come down and have a vacation, y'all need a place to stay, we'll be happy to put you up. We're about 20 minutes away from the beach. And, of course, you know, we've got horses and cattle and everything else you want to do right out here in the middle of nowhere in Myakka City, Florida. And so we'd love to have you guys down here. Y'all stop on by any time. That offer is extended to any one of our family members. Y'all can jump on down here and hang out with us anytime you'd like. I see that Miss Sandy is making some great comments out there. about you know, the 2011 season is actually really getting underway right about now. Of course, with it being springtime now, we're seeing a lot of the rodeos up north are getting underway, a lot of rodeos out west. You know, this has been kind of a harsh winter, but they're opening up now. They're getting things fired up, and they're ready to go. And I'll tell you what, we're ready to go get them as well. So what we need from you guys is y'all to spread the word about us. You just get them over there to our front doorstep. You get them on the line with Making Eight, and you can bet that we'll be getting some things lined up to get out to their house. I see that Miss Alicia is making the comment, y'all come on down. I'm telling you, the more the merrier. We'll make room for you, and if we ain't got it here, we got a barn right outside the door. So we'll put you up somewhere. You can bet on that. It'll be a lot of fun. I see that Marty is saying that they're getting snow up there, and that's just way too insane for me. I couldn't handle all that. I see that Miss Barb's posting the link out there about the Jody Newberry auction as well. And if you guys get a chance, get over there and find out what they've got going on. Let's see. You know what? Speaking of which, we have got to sit down and start talking about trying to get together and make an eight maniac bull. And we would love to get something put together with you guys. We got to get with somebody that we know that is hauling bulls out there. But we will definitely make sure that we can work on something like that. We want to get something together. You know, if it doesn't happen this year, then maybe when we get out there, if we can get back out there to Oklahoma, that maybe we get out there during the bucking sale, we can get our money together, grouped in, and we can all make a great investment in a Making Eight bull. And we'll find a place. We'll get one of our Making Eight maniacs to, you know, maybe haul it for us a little bit. We'll get it out there to some of these events, and we can watch what's going on with our own Making Eight Maniac Bull. Be awesome. And I see the comment coming in from Miss Donna. I got to say thank you for that. Obviously, it wouldn't be a show unless we started mentioning the fact of whether or not I wore pants, you know, and the spandex issue. Oh, my gosh. You know, this thing has been going on for months now. It just won't go away. And I guess that's my fault for running it out there, but hey, it is what it is. Wow, it looks like Skeeter's jeans are for sale. I don't know. If they're the ones that he's been riding in, I'm not so sure I'd want to buy a pair of Skeeter's jeans. Yes, Exclusive Genetics also has a bull that's up for auction. But you know what? I'm just not so sure that by getting into that futurity that we would be able to have the same type. I think by going to something to do with the like a bucking sale, obviously we had some of the great stock contractors like Chad Berger, Mesa Pate. They were all involved. They had people down there looking to pick up some of those stocks. Maybe if we could go halves on one or something like that, that we know that they would be out there hauling, that we could potentially have a chance to see up there in the big times. So I, you know, and we could probably do it at a whole lot less of a price. That's I think what we're looking at on this side of things. We're just going to do our homework there, fans. You guys take a look and see what's going on in the market. Obviously, Sandy with 2G Bucking Bulls, her and Rodney have a pretty good fix on things. Alicia is great for feeding that knowledge as she hauls bulls as well. So you guys make sure to stay tuned with them. We got to find out a little bit more about what's going on with our European bull riders as well. I know that their season is getting close to being started, and we'd love to hear a little bit more about what's going on over there and what kind of bulls that they use to buck and just how that these bulls actually buck compared to the ones that we have here in the U.S. I'd love to know more about that. So, Miss Helen is asking. I don't know, Miss Helen. You know, Skeeter's a pretty small type of guy. I'm sure, I bet you them britches ain't no more than 29 by 32. I bet you those are Skeeter's britches size right there. We'll have to put some bets out there to see see if we can guess what Skeeter's britches size are. anyways, we got about 15 minutes left in our show there, fans. Want to let y'all know we're still open for our cowboy logic for the day. I don't really have anything, so if you guys do, please feel free to jump out here and let us know. Oh, it looks like, yeah, that is excellent that Miss Donna Davis actually has a horse up for auction in the Jody Newberry auction as well. So a nice gelding. So you guys get over there and take a look at that. And thank you for posting that out there, Miss Donna. Like I said, I think we've got things locked in now where we can kind of see what's going on in the chat room, find out what's going on Twitter as well. And yes, I do believe that auction runs till the 15th. So the date is closing. So you guys get over there and check out that auction. Well, it looks like if Miss Helen says she wears 28/34s, those are almost my size as well. Wouldn't you know it? You know, I'm sure that we can maybe swing around and get you. Would you actually wear a pair of Skeeter's jeans that he rides in, though? That and Miss Kat Johnson, I love the comment in there, throwing in there that would give you an opportunity to say that you got into Skeeter's pants. Wow. We're going to have to leave that one alone. Moving right along here in our last 13 minutes of the show. Yes, it looks like the auction ends for the Jody Newberry auction Tuesday, March 15th at 9 p.m. Central Time. So for all of you fans that are out there looking to keep an eye on what's going on in that auction, y'all go check it out. You must have those short, stubby legs there, Marty, if you're only wearing size 32 in the legs. I mean, you know, I could get into a 32 in the legs, but 34, 36, that's what I'm comfortable in. That's the boot cut right there. But hopefully, like I said, we've got that show coming up, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time tonight, Rodeo Houston, as they get their 4 Super Series under the way. And we want to see you guys out there in the chat room. Y'all make sure to get over there. Miss Barb, if you can, throw the link out there one more time. Definitely want to see all of you Making 8 Maniacs out there with us as we sit back. Make sure to save it so that way you can go right to it, 8 o'clock Eastern time. We'll be sending out the reminder about 7:45 or so. We've got, you know, the whole this tonight, tomorrow, and then Saturday and Sunday, it's actually from 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time is when it starts. So should be a good opportunity for you guys to get on board. Sunday might be a little rough, as we know that Sunday the LEC will be up for the PBR, hopefully. Hopefully they don't have the issues that they ran into this past weekend. Hopefully they'll get their act together and kind of get things geared up. Like I said, I've yet to have a phone call to have somebody talk with me about trying to fix those things. But, hey, what do I know? I'm only in the entertainment business. I'm only in the entertainment business, right? Yes, you know what? That's strange because, Marty's posts that are coming in here are they're actually words. They're not words or not just numbers and symbols and things. That's interesting. So, that certainly makes us think about what we're doing here with changing the fonts for our chat room. That's interesting. That really is. I didn't even think about that it would come across as symbols. Maybe Kat Johnson's Mac is on the fritz. I don't know. I can never translate those Macintoshes, I'm telling you. They're hard to keep up with, but they're good to have, I'll tell you that. I know that they're great for speed, and we would love to have our hands on one. I think we've got some big things in the works that are coming your way here within the next 30 days. So when we get out and start doing these live broadcasts, you're going to start seeing smoother things happen during our videos. You know, I think the video quality is going to step up a notch. You guys are going to really have an opportunity to kind of see what it is that we're looking at there in the arena, and I think you're going to be pleased with it. So you guys stay tuned to that as we're working on gearing things up for you guys so we can get out to these live broadcasts and really tear things up, make things happen for you guys as well as the associations and the sponsors. you know, the cool thing is that the sponsors are the ones that are carrying us out there. We want you guys to really support them. You know, if it wasn't for some of our sponsors, for instance, Kat Johnson, and that's why we're really so hard-pressed to help promote her and what she's doing, and hopefully her sales are jumping up because of what we're able to do and being that voice for her. That's what we want to be, is that voice for you, the sponsor, you know, within the rodeo community. We want to reach out to you guys, Kat Johnson, Humps and Horns, U.S. Rodeo, you know, Saddle Barn, all these guys have really taken part in what we're doing, and we want you guys to be able to utilize them as well. So make sure you guys get over there to them. Take a look at their product. I'm telling you what, it won't be long, and I'm going to have myself, you know, if not a Mrs. Making Eight, a Let's Buck t-shirt here real soon. So just trying to catch up with everybody, see what's going on. We're just under 10 minutes left to go in our show here, fans. Oh, it looks like Miss Helen is going to be in Austin with Kat Johnson. That's excellent news. Now, so, Helen, are you and Kat going to be meeting up out there when she is in Austin? I think that'll be great. Yeah, that's a great cowboy logic for the day. Thank you, Miss Sandy. Courtesy of Sandy at 2G Bucking Bulls, no one ever notices how you ride until you fall off. That is great. That is some great cowboy logic for the day. Great cowboy wisdom, courtesy of Miss Sandy at 2G Bucking Bulls. And looks like Miss Helen, since she lives in Austin, she says that she will be there without a doubt. And I think that is fantastic. Cannot wait for you guys to meet up. Please, Miss Kat, you guys take some pictures out there. Send them up on Twitter so we can see how the Making Eight Maniacs are getting together and how the Kat Johnson fans are getting out there to see you. I think that's wonderful. There's a link, obviously, for the Austin, Texas Rodeo that'll be going on here this next week. There's another one, courtesy of Miss Sweet Al. As you guys know, we're on Twitter. Don't call him a cowboy till you've seen him ride. I like it. You know, that makes perfect sense too. And you know, I get asked that a lot, especially being here in Florida, because there's just not a whole lot of cowboys here in the state of Florida. And everybody asks, you know, they say, well, you know, are you a cowboy? And I'd say, well, I guess, you know, depends on your view of what a cowboy is. And I said, you know, I mean, talk about riding horses, riding bulls, and I guess I'd be one of them cowboys. So, but you know what? We worked in the city for a long time. We lived in the city for a long time. We're kind of an in-between type deal. But, you know, there's cowboys in us all. There's no doubt. You take a look at a guy like Sean Willingham that can ride bulls with the best of them. That guy there didn't grow up riding a horse, that's for sure. But I would still consider him to be a cowboy because the guy knows how to ride. Let's see. Oh, yeah, you know what? I didn't say you guys had to behave. I didn't say you had to post them on Twitter. Send them to my email. Hey, we'll take – well, never mind. I'm not going to go there. The show's about ready to wind up. Oh, I see Miss Al saying that I am cowboy enough for you guys. That is great. We appreciate it. Makes my whole day, Miss Sweet Al out there posting that up, and we certainly appreciate it. Makes my day to know that you guys think that I'm cowboy enough for you. But hey, you haven't seen me ride yet. So, then again, you know what, if you guys were watching the Vegas broadcast, I did ride a mechanical bull then, and it is in the archives. You can go back and watch it. So just saying, you know, and I do have some, pictures obviously posted from when I was riding bulls. And I even have some on my Facebook from when I was riding horses. And actually have one there in my front yard. I probably ought to go get on her a little bit. She hasn't been ridden in a while. Actually, she hasn't been ridden at all. She ain't broke. I got to go break her. And the wife is waiting patiently. Mrs. Making Eight's getting a little bit tired of it, but I'm just not looking forward to hitting the ground a few times. Let's see. That's right. You know what, Miss Sandy? That's an excellent point there as well. Sometimes cowboys ain't cowboys at all. Meaning that they would be some cowgirls out there, and there are some hands, let me tell you. I think we have a few of them right here in the Making Eight chat room. talking to us right now. I think we've got a few of those cowboys that ain't cowboys at all. So great point there. Well, I think we're going to start winding up here towards the end of our show. Fans, want to let y'all know we're going to be back at it one more time tomorrow. We do have a special guest that will be jumping on board here with us, so you guys can stay tuned to that. Look forward to it. Okay, I'll go ahead and let it out. Obviously, we'll go ahead and let it out. If you guys have not seen the post coming out there this morning, Miss Sadie Berger and myself have been talking, and she's going to be joining us. She's got tomorrow afternoon off, so she's going to be sitting back with us. We're going to get her back on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show and talk with her. We'll find out how her bulls are doing, how her dad's bulls are doing. We'll find out how Big Tex is, and we'll get the inside on what's going on. So you guys make sure that you get over and get some questions to ask her, find out how she's been. If you guys have been following on Twitter or Facebook, now be a great opportunity tomorrow, as we're going to have Miss Sadie Berger joining us one more time. And I see the comment coming in about Miss Donna there on Twitter asking about what is going on with Cody and where he's been. I don't know. I think we're going to have to go find out. Somebody will have to send him some messages or something. I've been so busy, I haven't, I've kind of overlooked that. You know what? I'm just getting some word, too. Bringing it to you in our last 3 minutes. Courtesy of Ariat Boots, and, of course, we have the Rob Smith Ariat commercial there linked up, but here's some good cowboy wisdom for you Thursday. The horse through all its trails has preserved the sweetness of paradise in its blood. If that makes any sense at all. The horse through all its trials has preserved the sweetness of paradise in its blood. And that was from Johannes Jensen. So there's some cowboy wisdom for you, courtesy of Ariat Boots as well. So you guys make sure to get tuned in. Go check out, the Rodeo Houston tonight. We'll see you there in the chat room. We had the link posted up. You guys make sure to get over there to it. 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and, of course, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time here tomorrow. We'll be back on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show for your Friday afternoon. So until then, there, Making 8 Maniacs, y'all get a grip with Making 8.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air.
folks, it's Rodeo Announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if you're passing his tie and a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a Mad Bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.